And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palta. NATO said today its members are sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe in response to Russia's military buildup along its border with Ukraine. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
The plan summarizes moves individual alliance members had already announced, including ships, aircraft, and troop movements to the Baltic Sea area. But issuing the plan under NATO's banner appears aimed at showing the alliance's resolve amid fears Russia's planning to invade Ukraine. Moscow denies it and blames the U.S. and NATO for boosting tensions.
That's Sagar Magani reporting. Speaking in Brussels after talks with the foreign ministers of Finland and Sweden, Alliance Chief Jan Stoltenberg said NATO would always do what is necessary to protect and defend all of our allies.
Today, we discussed Russia's continued military buildup in and around Ukraine. The risk of a conflict remains real. And we continue to call on Russia to de-escalate and choose the path of diplomacy.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov accused the United States and its NATO allies of escalating tensions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Russia on Sunday that Washington knows all of the tactics and techniques that Moscow can deploy to undermine the Ukrainian government, but will continue to engage in diplomatic talks in hopes of easing tensions in Eastern Europe. As to U.S. personnel in Ukraine, Jackie Quinn has this from Associated Press.
The State Department is ordering the families of U.S. embassy personnel in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv to leave the country. Non-essential staff members are being told they can go, and American travelers are being warned to avoid Ukraine and Russia with fears of a Russian invasion into Ukraine.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. This is VOA News. With the Beijing Games just 2 weeks away, media rights groups are calling attention to China's record of jailing journalists. In its latest monthly listing of the world's most endangered journalists, the advocacy group One Free Press Coalition, a collective of more than 30 media outlets and rights groups, allots all 10 spots to journalists jailed in China or Hong Kong. Topping the list are Jimmy Lai, the founder of Hong Kong's now-shuttered pro-democracy paper, Apple Daily, and Zhang Zan, a lawyer turned reporter who's been in prison since May the 20th for covering the pandemic in Wuhan via YouTube. China has been the leading jailer of journalists now for three consecutive years, data from the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists shows. As talks between the Taliban and Western diplomats were underway in Oslo, Afghan human rights activists on Monday demanded the release of two women arrested by the Taliban last week. The two women were arrested following an anti-Taliban protest against the compulsory Islamic headscarf or hijab for women. They haven't been seen since. Rejecting the accusation that the Taliban had abducted them, Taliban delegate Shafiullah Azam has said he was not aware of that and suggested activists may be using this event to seek asylum. Women's rights activist Mahbuba Siraj angrily rejected this and made her demands for integrity, something the previous government, which, according to her, the U.S. supported, was unable to do.
Continue this way, to tell us something and do something else. That's when the trust is going to break completely. When the trust breaks completely, they should remember what happened to the ex-government of Afghanistan. We lost the trust with them, too. The people of Afghanistan could not find themselves in that government either.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday said it will hear two cases that could determine if race can be used as a factor for college admission. The cases brought by the conservative group Students for Fair Admissions targets Harvard, the country's oldest private school, and the University of North Carolina, one of the nation's oldest public schools. The group maintains that Harvard discriminates by using quota-like system that disproportionately rejects qualified Asian applicants, thus violating their civil rights. Harvard's mistreatment of Asian American applicants is appalling, the plaintiffs wrote in their brief in the Harvard case. Harvard says race is only one consideration for admission. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.